Good night, everybody.
Good afternoon and happy Monday to the Ungovernables, the Captain Screw, the LFA family, and the Groin Nation coming to you pre-recorded again. Don't shoot me on a Monday. Last pre-record probably for a while, until the election at least. No, we will be pre-recorded on November 8th.
Oh.
Because we will be, once again.
That's true.
We have an occasion.
We do.
That we're going to be going to.
Oh, it's
to.
An occasion.
And it's a fun occasion. You guys are going to be excited about it. And it's a fun occasion. And we will be going to that occasion. But this is the last pre-record for a while. Currently, right now, shooting TV commercials for a local furniture company here in Middle Tennessee who wanted Trump to endorse their products. So that's what we're doing. And the gentleman who is who owns these stores, these furniture stores, actually he actually said when he gets complaints about the fact that these ads sound too much like Donald Trump, he was going to say, "Oh, they sound like Trump? I had no idea. I didn't realize that. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I didn't realize that. Wow. I had no idea. Wow. So we are doing that. It's going to be a lot of fun. We are back live tomorrow with a special cool idea tomorrow, Tuesday. It's going to be good. This is all current material again. And listen, I know that some people get their feathers ruffled when the show is pre-recorded. I don't know why, because everything is completely current and new, and we put in a lot of time to bring the show to you. But to each their own. It is what it is. No big deal. We will have a new idea on Tuesday, again tomorrow. Yeah, a little bit of a friendly competition I think we're going to start doing. Inspired by what we saw with the Maury County Republican Party. You know, everybody who shows up, we have a little friendly competition. Which district brings out the best people. So that'll be cool. We will have a little friendly competition starting tomorrow. So that'll be awesome. Obviously, Donald Trump rallied at Madison Square Garden. We're going to be talking a lot about that. But also about Kamala Harris. She had another interesting kind of week. And some new staged stupidity that she filmed with Gretchen Whitmer. So that'll be interesting. J.D. Vance yesterday, before the Trump rally in Madison Square Garden, went on the morning shows again, on the Sunday morning shows. Kristen Welker, Jake Tapper, embarrassed them. You know how much he loves to smack around the mainstream media, fake news propagandists. He does it better than anybody that I have seen. That's always fun. And a little update about why we were pre-recorded for Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday last week. For those of you who haven't followed it or didn't see it, we know the Honorable Sauce knows why we weren't live on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday last week. I traveled to Philadelphia, joined the great 1210 WPHT live in studio, 6 to 10 a.m. For their morning show, Kale and Company. What a great crew. I got to tell you, this is a great crew. It was a lot of fun. The live in studio, doing their show on Thursday, live in studio, lots of fun. And then, of course, on Friday, if you didn't see that chaos, that was Kale and Company's first ever remote broadcast outside of their studio. And they were there. We did the great mock debate round two. It was me as Donald Trump, SD Palti as Kamala Harris. From the 8:30 hour to around 9:15, 9:30 there in the morning show. It was a series of eight questions. It was big fun. The fork made an appearance. Like I said, the Honorable Sauce was there. MD Norton, bumped into him, and he's great. That was a lot of fun. So I was out of town. We were making noise in the swing states, eating a bad diet, traveling, running ourselves into the ground, ran myself into the ground, came back, and then what did we do on Saturday? Did we take the day off and sleep? No! We went out and we rallied with the Wilson County Republican Party, who put on a Trump train. I want to say there was over 100 vehicles in this in this little convoy here in Tennessee, which is probably the biggest Trump train that I've been involved in since the Loud Majority days back on Long Island. And let me tell you something. The guys and gals up in Wilson County are fired up.
They're not playing around.
They are not messing around. They mean business. And there's going to be another one on November 2nd. So that is really cool here in Tennessee. Getting all these folks fired up. We had some pretty interesting interactions on the road, right, out there in Wilson County. Mostly positive, but we had a few birds kind of flying out the window, right? A couple of number ones, mm-hmm. but with the wrong finger. They used the middle finger for the number one instead of the... I don't know what they were doing. I had no idea.
They were being silly.
The bullhorn came out. It was like, you know, it was a, like a flashback to 4 years ago, screaming at people. You know, there was a guy in a Tesla who pulled up next to us. We're like, go Harris! And you could tell that he is a an avid consumer of soy. And I took the bullhorn and stuck it out the window, and I said, the D-bag in the Tesla's a Harris supporter, and he bought Elon's car. What an a-hole. So we had fun on Saturday. And then, of course, Sunday, we kind of took it easy. Watched the Trump rally and all that. But it was a fun event. I got to meet Nick Kale and Dawn Stensland and Greg Stocker and so many other great people from the station. I got to meet the Honorable Sauce, MD Norton. I've called him honorable like three times. He's going to wonder what's wrong with me, right? It's been a long, really almost 2 months, but we're ready to be here on the stretch run with you from now until Election Day, and we're going to be trying to motivate every single one of you guys to either get out and vote, or if you're waiting for November 5th, that's cool too, as long as you make sure you get your vote in. My advice for November 5th is, of course, right, of course, make sure that you set aside four times the amount of time that it normally takes you to vote, right? Just in case there's shenanigans. What's the worst that can happen? If you show up at the polling place at 9 and you say, well, I'm going to block out 9 to 1 to vote. Well, you could do a lot with that out. You know, let's say you go to the polling place, there's nobody there. And it takes you 10 minutes in and out, get back in your car. You're like, man, I got 3 hours and 50 minutes left. What am I going to do? Well, the rule is you're taking people with you to the polls to vote, right? Go get a, well, depending on time of day. You may not want to go get a drink. If you're Nick Kale, you can get a drink.
Nick Kale.
He's drinking Bloody Marys.
I was
How
watching.
Cool, by the way. How cool is it? Because Greg Stocker's awesome, the boss man over at 1210 WPHD. You're sitting there drinking on the air next to your boss. Like, that's radio, right? It's a crazy world. Mom and dad were there at the event. My parents came out. That was cool. And then Dawn Stensland interviewed all of us on the air. Like, what a day. We didn't expect it to be like that, but it was a great day. But yeah, if you set aside 4 hours of time to go vote or whatever, right? Or you set aside 3 hours or 2 hours, whatever. Whatever four times the normal amount of time it is for you that it takes to go and do voting, right? I always say usually it's like an hour. You get a half hour line, you got to drive to the polling place, get back. So set aside 4 hours, right? Because just in case something crazy happens in the polling place, or there's a long line, or whatever. It could be anything. Bad weather, whatever. Flat tire, right? Like anything that could possibly derail you. I don't have enough time. You don't have enough time to vote? Yeah, you do. Get over there and vote. Thank you. The point of the matter is, you know, when, if you have extra time on your hands at the end of that period of time, you can go get some breakfast. You can go drive other people to polls. You can make last-minute phone calls and texts to your friends, family, and people in the swing states to get out and vote on November 5th. Right? We got to make that the most productive day in American history. And that's my goal. So hopefully, obviously, you know, I've been wearing the sticker, right? The vote's in. And the goal is for this sticker to make it on the hat until Election Day. So hopefully it does. It's starting to peel. So we may have to reinforce it with some packing tape.
We have another sticker. We have your sticker still.
Yeah, it's
that one was from my shirt. We have one from your shirt.
Yeah, I have one from, yes. So I could always
redo with the
redo.
Yeah.
But we can figure it out.
Smurf turd.
Well, Smurf turd probably won't work. It's too thick.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, packing tape, I think, is the best way. We could do a little
C's.
Bit.
Thick
with two C's. All right. Let's see. So we got Madison Square Garden. You know, the Democrats are calling it a Nazi rally. You know why they called it that? Ooh. Because guys, listen, I'm back. I will back. I'm allergic to the cats. And my allergies, they're okay, but they're like right now. I mean, there's stuff. I have never seen this much stuff.
Ooh.
You don't need to know. And guys, local honey's not going to work. It's just a crunch. I love the cats, but that's what it is mostly that. So, anything. So we got Breathe Easy Tea. It's great. They're calling it a Nazi rally because in 1939, there was a pro-Nazi rally in Madison Square Garden. I find that interesting, though. What is it? Does that mean every event that takes place? Is Billy Joel a Nazi? He plays the Garden every month. Is Billy Joel a Nazi? Is my question. If Donald Trump is a Nazi because he's holding a rally in Madison Square, then are the New York Rangers Nazis? How about the Knicks? The New York Knicks. Are they Nazis because they play basketball at Madison Square Garden? Seriously. Oh, and there was another group that held events at Madison Square Garden after 1939. Brennan, you want to take... Don't say it yet, but start thinking. You know, I said Billy Joel, the New York Rangers, the New York Knicks, the comedian Sebastian Maniscalco. All these people have used Madison Square Garden after 1939. Now, by their logic, that means they're Nazis. By the left's logic, they're Nazis because the Nazi rally, pro-Nazi rally, 1939, Madison Square Garden. So, like, Trump's in Madison Square Garden because he loves Hitler, and the Hitler people rallied in Madison Square Garden in 1939. So, by their logic, anybody who has used that building since 1939, that rally, is a Nazi. Take a guess. Not yet. Think. And then after we talk about OFP Farms... What group do you think used Madison Square Garden after 1939? And are they Nazis? Okay. Let's take a guess. Not yet, but we'll get to that after we talk about OFP Farms. Two events, one in 1976 and one in 1980 at Madison Square Garden. Who do you think held those events in Madison Square Garden? And are they Nazis? Interesting. Okay. Folks, I've got exciting news from OFP Farms. You know how Venezuela, Nicolas Maduro on October 1st was like, it's Merry Christmas. He was just like, I'm a dictator. What I say goes, and it is Christmas in Venezuela. Well, OFP Farms is a cool dictator. I'm not sure they want me to say that, but they're probably going to laugh because they have officially begun their holiday promotion, okay? The festive season has officially begun here at OFP Farms, but they're not as cruel and crazy as Nicolas Maduro. They're great people, all right? The festive season has officially begun, according to OFP Farms. It's never too early to get yourself on some of these great holiday gifts, right? And the gift sets are ready to impress. OFP Farms has been hard at work to give you a jump start on your holiday shopping as the celebrations are about to commence. Listen, November's a week away. Not even. Like, we're almost in Thanksgiving month. It's exciting. I can't wait. Get ready for some incredible new fragrances in our famous gift sets making their way into the holiday collection. Are you curious about the benefits of goat milk? A lot of people are curious about the benefits of goat milk. Here are some fantastic reasons to choose it. Goat milk is rich in essential vitamins, offering a nourishing touch to your skin while effectively removing dead skin cells and combating daily damage, harsh chemicals, and environmental factors. Products are crafted with care, using high-quality ingredients in small batches to guarantee excellence. They whip up, pack up, and ship out everything straight from their farm. As a family-owned and operated goat farm, they are proud to be a patriotic America First, God-fearing company. Choose to support OFP Farms, a small family farm, instead of these large, woke brands. Here's the best part. If you use the promo code Sean, you get a 15% off discount on your entire purchase, including the new holiday gift sets. Hurry over to OFP Farms. Don't forget to enter the code Sean, S-H-A-W-N, at checkout, OFPFarms.com, promo code S-H-A-W-N. Because unlike Venezuela, they're going to be nice to you, okay? Unlike Venezuela, they're going to be nice to you. But it is holiday season over at OFP Farms. Christmas is coming early, so check it out, OFPFarms.com, promo code Sean, S-H-A-W-N, for 15% off, OFPFarms.com, promo code Sean for 15% off. We will get to that question about who do you think used Madison Square Garden in 1976 and 1980, 4 years apart from one another. That's another hint. Who do you think used Madison Square Garden in 1976 and 1980, 4 years apart from one another, and are they Nazis? Before we get to that, I want to get to this. Kamala Harris is an idiot. Okay? Listen, there's that country band Midland. They have the song Drinking Problem. People say I got a drinking problem, but I ain't got no problem drinking it all. Right? That's it. People say Kamala has a drinking problem. But as far as I'm concerned, I've never seen her have a problem drinking. So you know the rumors are out there, right? That Kamala Harris drinks, that she's tipsy at these events, right? Oh, I don't know. Right, there was that one thing you sent me, right? The Philippines or something? She was like, I love Philippines. What was it, right? There was that one thing you sent me, right?
Oh,
and she was just
remember.
Like, she was slurring, right? She was like, definitely drunk.
She's
like,
oh my God.
Like, it was like, yeah. It was a reel you sent me from like 2019. And okay. She was, I think she was in the Philippines, and she was just bombed, you could tell. She was like, oh my. It was real. It was just really bad. Like, she was doing the Jack Sparrow sway. She's like, I'm Captain Jack Sparrow. Savvy. Right? I love that movie, by the way. And here's the deal, okay? The Pirates of the Caribbean soundtrack, by the way, amazing. It's never going to get old. I love it. Klaus Badelt and Hans Zimmer, who took over after Klaus Badelt. Anyway, Kamala Harris has a drinking problem. People say I got a drinking problem, but I ain't got no problem drinking it. She has no problem drinking at all. So Kamala Harris, amidst the rumors of a drinking problem, amidst the rumors of showing up drunk everywhere, decides to film herself with Gretchen Whitmer at a bar, drinking beer. Here we go, right? Here we go. I'm pretty good at drinking beer. More Billy Currington. I'm made for digging deep holes. Right? That's what it is. Okay? Kamala Harris, watch, look at this. With Gretchen Whitmer. And she needs a script to drink beer. Even though she doesn't, because she drinks it all the time. Watch.
What are you having, Madam Vice President?
I am having what she's having.
Okay.
It's an Oberon, and it's made right here in Kalamazoo, which many are calling Kamalazoo. Yeah.
Cheers.
Okay,
cheers.
Cheers.
Great rally. Good. And I just, I mean, it's just, and you know what I've taken in the years?
No.
Is that not the most awkward and tiniest, by the way, sip of beer you've ever seen? She didn't drink it. First of all, they say, what are you having? I'm having what she's having. That's what she said. So she didn't even know what beer she was drinking. It was supposed to be this whole, like, wholesome moment that she's drinking local craft beer at a bar. And then there's Gretchen Whitmer with the stupidest line. It's from Kalamazoo. Or as many people are calling it, Kamalazoo. That doesn't sound good, you dope. Okay? And then Kamala tries to have a conversation. She's like, small sip, put it down. What do we do? Listen, I don't drink a lot. I used to drink a lot. I don't drink a lot, okay? But I like a good beer now and then, okay? I'll sit down at a bar, have a good IPA. I love the IPAs right now. But it's Oktoberfest, and I was drinking Oktoberfest with Nick and Greg and everybody before the Great Mock Debate. Not a lot, but yeah, got a little buzz. So I had to go to bed a little, you know, nice, okay? Got a good night's sleep, sort of, 4 hours or whatever. I love the Oktoberfest. It's October. Novemberfest is coming soon. That's when, see, what Novemberfest is when it's past October. So Oktoberfest, then the beer goes on discount and you get Oktoberfest cheap and you can drink more of it because of inflation. You know, you can't drink as much now. Anyway, that was the most insulting thing I've ever seen. I like beer, like Brett Kavanaugh. I like beer. What kind of beer do you like? I like beer, okay? I'm a big fan. Especially like, you know, craft beer, local craft beer. It's not like to try it. I do. I'm into it. I'm into that. Okay? The most insulting thing. What do you... You get the pinky out. A little sip. Who sips beer like that? Who sips? You're supposed to take a drink. You don't have to guzzle it down like a crazy person and get it all over yourself. But that little tiny... It was like... What is that? What was that? Okay, but it gets worse. Explicit language warning. Kamala Harris curses in this video. Okay? The dumbest, this is the stupidest thing. Oh, there's microphones? What? Okay, watch this. This is, again, here we go. Scripted, awkward, dumb. I wouldn't have done it if I was running for president. Watch this.
So, everyone's trying to get the ground.
Yeah.
Oh, we have microphones and I'm just listening to everything. Oh, I didn't realize that.
Okay.
So, well,
you'll
now
bleep
you tell
my
us.
F words.
We just told all the family secrets. Shit. Anyway, it's good to see you.
Brennan, how did you do? How did you describe Kamala Harris?
You're like drunk aunt.
She's your crazy...
like a family reunion or something.
She's your crazy drunk aunt. Who, yeah, you're at a family reunion or like a, some sort of... And you just don't know what's going to come out of her. Oh, there's microphones. Oh, like what was that? And the look on her face. It was the stupid... Listen. I have no clue what they were even going for. I don't know if maybe the goal was just to get attention and... You got me because I'm making fun of it. That's what she was doing when Donald Trump was on Joe Rogan and when he was crisscrossing in battleground states and when he was getting ready to rally at Madison Square Garden. That's what Kamala Harris is doing. Just so everybody knows, that's what she was up to, okay? Oh, there are microphones. And see, Gretchen Whitmer even ended up, oh, hi, as if she had no clue the whole thing was being filmed. And there are people. There are people who walk among us, live among us, breathe among us, drink beer among us, apparently, who think that was excellent. Oh, what a real moment. Oh, what a wholesome moment. They're drinking local beer in Michigan. What a wholesome moment. Seriously? Are you guys okay? I'm asking this. They're now saying the Donald Trump rally, 1939, right? The one he just held yesterday, Madison Square... 1939, we're going to get to that one. I cannot, these people are just, we're doing the weave right now. These people are just crazy. Trump says you have to be smart to do weaves, okay? You got to be smart to do the weave. Some people never bring it back. You wind up in the wilderness. He said that. These people are some of the dumbest people I think I've ever seen. How on earth do you think any of that looks good for your candidate? There is a rumor that your candidate has a drinking problem. And now here she is, and the bit that she filmed, whoops, we blabbed out all the family secret. Like, that's what people with drinking problems do. They slip. Like, oh my gosh. Maybe she wasn't acting. Maybe she had no idea. I wouldn't have been surprised. The only thing is, the same amount of beer was still on the glass. So none of it's being, all right, whatever. You're at a bar, you had them pour a beer, you didn't drink it, whatever. Okay. Let's move on, because we're not going to talk about Kamala Harris drinking beer all day. Stupid. I am going to show you another stupid clip. Here we go. Everyone talks about how the internal polls for Kamala Harris, they look bad, right? We heard about Tammy Baldwin in Wisconsin said Kamala's down 3. We're seeing a lot of polls and a lot of sentiment shifting towards Donald Trump. Here's what Kamala Harris had to say about internal polling. Do you know what her source of internal polling is? You're never going to believe this.
Can you give us a sense of your internal polling at the campaign and how that is making or influencing your decisions?
That is a tired, worn out, beat up woman.
And what to do over the next 9 days.
So to be very frank with you, my internal polling is my instinct. I let the campaign people deal with all that other stuff.
Okay, your internal polling is your instinct. I'm going to ask you this very straight. If I was that reporter, I was at Kamala. The same instinct that told you to pick Tim Walz? Is that what you... Okay. Okay, same instinct who told you... Your family okay? Your house okay? Well, have you not empathy, my Lionel? That instinct that told you that that was a good idea? How about the one where you keep screaming, never again! Never again! That instinct that told you that was a good idea? How about the instinct that told you to lie to your followers and supporters that Beyonce was going to perform not once, remember at the DNC, but twice at Houston? And then she came out, no performance, and then people said, well, if she's not performing, I'm out of here. That instinct? Dope. What a dope. This woman is so freaking stupid. But you know what? That's going to work to our favor. If she really is using her instinct to determine how this race is going, that makes me very excited. And that explains a lot. That explains why she's doing some of the, have you no empathy, man? That explains all that. Right? That explains all that. All right. Let's get to the chef. Who's the chef? J.D. Vance, because he was cooking yesterday on the mainstream media. Here is J.D. Vance. Do you remember when J.D. Vance went on with Kristen Welker? It was about a month ago. And, I mean, he just took her apart. He just took her apart with Kristen Welker. And it was so bad. And it even made me, I was even like, oh my gosh. Here's that clip from about a month ago.
Look, we also have to talk about and should primarily talk about the effects that this has had on car insurance rates, on disease rates. Those are the things that I'm spending 95% of my time talking about, Kristen. But again, the media didn't care about this story until we started sharing the 911 call about the geese. That is an indictment of the American media. But the real problem here, Kristen, let me just finish this point, is Kamala Harris opened the border with no plan for how to assimilate 20,000 people. It's made the community worse off. That's what we should be focused on.
So that was Vance Welker round one. Here was yesterday Vance Welker round two, and believe it or not, it was even worse.
Senators, you know inflation is coming down. Let me ask you about some of what we've heard here.
25% higher, Kristen, than it was when Donald Trump left the Oval Office.
Let me
do Americans,
let me ask,
this
Senator,
is an important
let me
issue.
Ask you about
if Americans
in the US
feel
this week.
Like inflation is a solved problem, then maybe they should vote for Kamala Harris. If you feel like the price of groceries, if you feel like the price of housing is too high, if you feel like inflation is not over, then Donald Trump is your man.
Right. There's no doubt folks believe that groceries are too high. Just making the point that inflation
has
come
down. I agree with those
folks. Let me ask you.
He's cooking. Boom! He's like Emerald, the chef. Boom! Another notch. Boom. That was it. Emerald. Remember Emerald, the Iron Chef? Mm-hmm. J.D. Vance, the chef. Because every time he goes on the mainstream media, he's cooking. Cooked her. Yeah. Here he is with fake Jake Tapper. Remember fake Jake Tapper was getting cool for a minute? Remember? Oh, Kamala didn't answer that question. He was an a-hole yesterday. Watch this.
At that, but he's talking about
you do, based on the way you're asking the question.
No, based on the fact that he's accused people that didn't break the law of breaking the law when it comes to the election. And if you want to revisit that, I'm happy to. But Liz Cheney, he said, should be put before a war tribunal. None of that sounds fascist to you at all?
No, of course it doesn't.
Before a military tribunal?
First of all, I don't buy into the premise of what you're saying, Jake, because I just on things that I know that he said, you're imputing things, you're taking words out of context, you're taking two separate conversations and pretending they were made at the exact same time. So I'm rejecting the premise of your question. I frankly don't believe what you're saying about Donald Trump's words. If you'd like to put up a clip and actually put him in context, I think the American people would realize that Donald Trump is a hell of a lot more reasonable than the people like Liz Cheney who would like to lie us into war. Now, Jake, we also have to remember, I mean, step back a little bit. Well, ask yourself a basic question about network integrity. You guys talked about the Russia hoax nonstop.
The FBI was investigating so we recovered them.
And so you took the words of unnamed FBI agents and put them on your network as if they were the gospel truth. You did it again and again. A viewer of your network would have believed that Donald Trump and Vladimir Putin conspired in 2016.
No.
That was totally and preposterously false.
No.
Well, that's
what you just said
why.
Is false. We covered an FBI investigation. I don't know why you want to talk about the FBI investigation.
You covered it in a way that gave credence to anonymous sources' accusations. You did it yourself. Your network did it, Jake. But again, can we talk about the issues that Americans care most about?
I'm talking about things that Donald Trump has said.
Yes.
If you have an issue with whether or not he's talking about the economy enough, that's between you and your running mate. I'm talking about things he has said this week.
Every single rally that he does, he
the Russia hoax. So J.D. Vance tells Jake Tapper, you know, if people watch CNN, they'd believe that Donald Trump and Vladimir Putin conspired. Jake is like, no, you are. Well, I think you're ugly. Yellow is ugly. Jake Tapper is now Patrick from SpongeBob. Okay? There you go. Sometimes you watch it and I'm like, I'm going to get upset at Jake Tapper. But then I realize it's just Jake Tapper. And he's got the same glasses on that Rosie O'Donnell and Mark Cuban and Rachel Maddow. And there's one more that I'm forgetting. Who was it? Who are all the people with the glasses? It's Cuban. It's Maddow. It's Rosie. And there's one more with the glasses. I don't remember. Jake Tapper's wearing the same glasses too, but it's not Jake Tapper. They're all starting to look like each other. It's kind of scary. All right. I want to stop there. Remember, we're going to answer this question in just a second. The Nazi supporters in 1939 held a rally at Madison Square Garden. The Democrats are saying because that happened in 1939, that Donald Trump's rally yesterday in Madison Square Garden was a Nazi rally, and the reason why he held the rally in Madison Square Garden is because he's sympathetic to Nazis. That's what they're saying, okay? But I want to ask you this. Who held events at Madison Square Garden in 1976 and 1980? Who do you think it was? And are they Nazis? One second. We're going to get to a word from our friends at InsurityFinancialServices.com. InsurityFinancialServices.com. We're going to put this up on your screen. There it is right there for you. Boom. Are you ready for 2025? Medicare is having the most changes since 2005, most of which is revolving around the Inflation Reduction Act and the $2,000 annual cap that all plans have to have on the prescription drug portion of the plan. These changes are causing huge disruptions in plans, and it's strongly recommended that you have a consultation with your LFA trusted advisor to make sure that you get the most amount of benefits for the lowest out-of-pocket costs. And the best part is the consultations are free. Simply schedule an appointment by going to InsurityFinancialServices.com. Give Tim Gustafson a call at 602-962-9739 or text him on his cell at 602-391-8358. The calendar is filling up very quickly, very fast. And he wants to prioritize his current clients, fellow LFA family members, and their friends and family. So do not hesitate and schedule with him today. That is InsurityFinancialServices.com. You can click on the Contact Tim button right there on the screen and get in touch with Tim Gustafson to discuss what plan is right for you. InsurityFinancialServices.com, InsurityFinancialServices.com. Let's talk about LFA TV, the LFA TV store real quick. This is JeremyHarrell.com and LFATV.us. The LFA TV store is alive and well. You see it right there on your screen. You can get that Rise Up coffee. It's been available for a bit. Still available there on the website. LFATV.us or JeremyHarrell.com/store. Got these amazing Trump fans flags. You got to get them before the election. Make that last minute push. Pick them up. The Trump Girl tumblers. We love them. All my role models went to prison. Clever shirt. We love that as well. JeremyHarrell.com/store or JeremyHarrell.com/donate. If you'd like to donate directly to LFA TV, you could do so through the website at JeremyHarrell.com/donate, or you could check out the merch at LFATV.us or JeremyHarrell.com/store. I'm going to play this clip of a Holocaust survivor shredding the fake news for saying that Donald Trump is somebody who is comparable to Adolf Hitler. Take a look at this.
My name is Jerry Wartsky. I'm 94 years old and survivor of Auschwitz and the Death Marches. Adolf Hitler invaded Poland when I was 9 years old. He murdered my parents and most of our family. I know more about Hitler than Kamala will ever know in 1,000 lifetimes. For her to accuse President Trump of being like Hitler is the worst thing I've ever heard in my 75 years living in the United States. I know President Trump, and he would never say this, and Kamala Harris knows it, this. She owes my parents and everybody else who was murdered by Hitler an apology for repeating this lie.
Why should the Jewish people support President Trump?
Because he's a mensch. I believe that President Trump is definitely going to be good for Israel, because in everything that he's done up to now was in favor. He never double-crossed anyone, and he never showed any weakness. Watching President Trump pray for the hostages at the Ohel and getting to spend time with him so meaningful. He has always stood with the Jewish people and the state of Israel.
So there's a survivor of the Holocaust. I guess his words don't matter. If you're Rachel Madcow on MSNBC, if you're the fake news who wants to keep comparing Donald Trump to Hitler, which, by the way, is one of the reasons, excuse me, why, you know, you had that first assassination attempt on him in Pennsylvania. Yeah, maybe the second one, too, because they keep saying this guy's Hitler. Who doesn't want to kill Hitler? Right? Look, here's MSNBC. Here's a screenshot of their coverage of Trump's rally. Trump's MSG rally comes 85 years after a pro-Nazi rally at the famed arena. Oh, no. So in 1939, there was a pro-Nazi rally at Madison Square Garden. Okay? That was in 1939. Pro-Nazi rally, Madison Square Garden. Since then, there have been, I mean, thousands, I don't know how many, thousands, we'll say thousands because I know that's accurate, thousands of events at Madison Square Garden. Thousands. Wrestling, WWE, UFC, music concerts. Billy Joel plays there once a month, at least. Basketball, hockey, the circus. Oh, and political conventions. No. There have been political conventions held in Madison Square Garden. So let's go back to that question now, okay? Let's go back to that question. 1939, right? Pro-Nazi rally in Madison Square Garden. 1976 and 1980, who do you think held events at Madison Square Garden?
The Democrats?
The Democrat Party held the DNC at Madison Square Garden in 1976 and in 1980. Are they Nazis?
Well, I mean, in a way, you know, they kind of are.
Or is it just Donald Trump? How about Billy Joel? How about the New York Knicks? How about the New York Rangers? How about William Brothers? What is it? Williams Brothers, Barnes and Bailey, or whatever the circus is, whatever it is. I don't know. I don't go to the circus. But there's enough of a circus watching this nonsense, okay? With Congress. You want to go to the circus, just go to Washington, D.C. Circus is always in town there. In 1976 and in 1980, the Democrat Party held their convention. And they were going to hold their convention in Madison Square Garden in 1992. Was there any pushback that there was, oh, there was a Nazi rally and oh my gosh. There was a fantastic, I believe this took place in Madison Square Garden. Fantastic event. December 12th of 2012. They called it the 12-12-12 event. And it was to raise money for those who were devastated by Hurricane Sandy. I believe that was in MSG. I'm almost 90% sure. As a matter of fact, we can go ahead and look this up. Where was the 12-12-12 rally? Where was the 12-12-12 fundraiser? NYC. Let's see. Madison Square Garden, New York, 12-12-12, the concert for Sandy relief. Would you like to know who performed at 12-12-12, the concert for Hurricane Sandy relief? All right, Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band. Nazi! Has to be, because there was a rally in 1939. Bruce Springsteen, okay. Billy Crystal, Nazi. Susan Sarandon, Nazi. Roger Waters from Pink Floyd, Nazi. Adam Sandler, who's a Jew and a Republican, so he's definitely a Nazi. Brian Williams with Ben Stiller and Whoopi Goldberg, Nazis. They gotta be. That's Joseph Goebbels and all these guys. Billy Crystal again. Kristen Stewart. Bon Jovi, Nazi. Has to be a Nazi. John Stewart, definitely a Nazi. Eric Clapton, has to be a Nazi. Chelsea Clinton, Nazi. Jimmy Fallon, Nazi. The Rolling Stones, the Rolling Nazis. Stephen Colbert, Diddy performed at that event. Alicia Keys, Steve Buscemi, The Who. Chris Rock, Kanye West, who many people would agree is a Nazi these days. Seth Meyers, Jake Gyllenhaal, Billy Joel, Blake Lively, Chris Martin of Coldplay, who steals music. Katie Holmes, Leonardo DiCaprio, Jamie Foxx, Quentin Tarantino, Christoph Waltz, Paul McCartney, Alicia Keys again, and it closed with Billy Crystal. Okay, all of these people, Dave Grohl from the Foo Fighters has also made an appearance. All of these people appeared at Madison Square Garden December 12, 2012 for a fantastic cause. I don't care that I hate most of them. They were doing a good thing that night, raising money for people who were devastated by Hurricane Sandy, which, if you remember correctly, Chris Matthews of MSNBC was happy that happened because it gave Barack Obama a chance to shine. Well, I'm so happy we had that storm last week and a lot of the shine. You know what I'm talking about. Are those people Nazis? How about Carmelo Anthony? who played for the Knicks. Is he a Nazi? Amari Stoudemire, who played for the Knicks also, who's a black Jew. Is he a Nazi? How about Phil Jackson? You know, how about any of these guys? Walt Clyde Frazier. We love Walt Clyde. Is he a Nazi? Mike Breen, the announcer. He announces at Madison. Is he a Nazi? I'm dead serious. How come everything that has transpired at Madison Square Garden since 1939 was perfectly fine? Donald Trump holds a rally there and they're like, he's doing it because of 1939. Give me a break. I mean, like, if there's any time to have a Kit Kat bar, give me a break of that off that Kit Kat bar right now. These people are crazy. At 12-12-12 was a good event, I will say. I don't like 95% of the people on there I can't stand. I'll listen to Bon Jovi. He's a woke guy. But I'll listen to his music. His music's good, okay? The rest of them, eh. All right? But the point is, there have been countless events at Madison Square Garden since 1939. None of them, none, zero, including two Democrat national conventions since 1939. None of those events have been tied to the 1939 event at Madison Square Garden, the pro-Nazi rally. None of them until Donald Trump's rally in October of 2024. Just, I mean, no shame. These people have no shame. And yet, you know what they did? They covered it wall to wall. Trump still wins. Trump still wins. Look at this image that the Trump War Room put up on X. Look at all the coverage this got. Wall-to-wall coverage that this rally got. Now we shall get to clips from the rally, shall we? Donald Trump, Melania spoke, right? Elon's weird. He's say what you want. Listen, I mean, I don't know. I don't know how I feel about Elon Musk. I'm happy he did what he did with X. There's kind of like stuff. I don't know. He's a little weird. Strange guy. Happy right now. He's on our side. He's contributing a lot of money to Donald Trump. I'd rather he do that than not. But, you know, like arm's length, I think, is necessary with a guy like Musk. But smart, innovative. I can't take any of the stuff that he's accomplished away from him. With that said, he said a few things in the past that are like, what the hell's going on here? But he spoke, Tucker Carlson spoke. Tucker Carlson called the Democrats the most useless people the country has seen or something. It was great. RFK spoke. Melania, you don't ever see her at these rallies. Melania spoke. Lee Greenwood with the live entrance. And Donald Trump leads off his MSG rally, channeling Ronald Reagan, a question that Kamala Harris does not want people to keep asking. She doesn't want Donald Trump to ask this question, and she certainly doesn't want people to be asking themselves, their friends, and their families this question. Listen.
I'm thrilled to be back in the city I love, and thousands of proud, hardworking American patriots, you're with me. We're all together. We've always been together. And I'd like to begin by asking a very simple question. Are you better off now than you were 4 years ago?
And the audience said no. The audience said no. Kind of sounds a lot like what J.D. Vance said to Kristen Welker, right? Remember this? Let's go back and listen to this again.
Senator, as you know, inflation is coming down. Let me ask you about some of what we've heard here.
25% higher, Kristen, than it was when Trump left the Oval Office.
Let me tell
Americans,
you. Let me ask you about
if Americans feel like inflation is a solved problem, then maybe they should vote for Kamala Harris. If you feel like the price of groceries, if you feel like the price of housing is too high, if you feel like inflation is not over, then Donald Trump is your man.
Right. There's no doubt folks believe that groceries are too high. Just making.
Okay. All right. Very good. There's no doubt people believe. I don't think that means you're better off. Now, you could be better off if you could think the price of groceries is too high, but you're still making a ton of money and you're making more money now than you were then. And, you know, your wages have increased by 15% and the price of groceries has increased by 5%. You're like, that's too high. But, you know, your wages are outpacing the increases of the goods that you're buying. That's one thing, but that's not what's going on. You are not better off than you were. Chances are, the overwhelming chance is that you are not better off than you were 4 years ago. And you do believe not just the price of groceries, but the price of everything is too high right now. And even Kristen Welker admitted it. That was one of Reagan's signature lines. Are you better off now than you were 4 years ago? And the answer is no, I'm your guy. This is one of my favorite moments, or a funny moment from Donald Trump at this rally with Kamala Harris talking about the teleprompter. Remember the teleprompter when it went off? 32 days! 32! This was, I bet you she saw this and it stung. It absolutely stung. Watch this.
3 weeks ago, she was saying there was only 32 days left, right? And she's reading it like, ah. There's 32 days, and it stopped. And she went, there's 32 days. 32. 32. And I was watching.
Today we got 32 days until the election. So 32 days. 32 days. Okay, we got some business to do. We got some business to do. All right. 32 days. And we know we will do it.
I said, this isn't pretty. 32. She was gone. And then, damn it, it kicked back on. She was gone. So you're up there all alone. We don't go 32, 32, 32. Oh, my God, whatever. Kamala Harris is a train wreck who has destroyed everything in her path.
Just the way he just casually calls her a train wreck. It's just, she's destroyed everything. He makes my job so easy. You know that? He really does. I called into a radio station yesterday, Sunday. A local radio station out here in Murfreesboro. And I'm hearing now, I'm hearing now from our buddy out there who set that up. He said, our GOP chair in Rutherford County was flipping out thinking Trump was actually on the radio show.
No way. Yes. That's amazing.
So I'm sure we'll be meeting them next Sunday. That is funny. He makes my job so easy because he's hilarious. You know, when Donald Trump's teleprompter goes out, he's 32, 32. She started short-circuiting. By the way, speaking of that rally and people who short-circuit, you know, because we haven't talked about Joe Biden in a while. City in the world, county in the world, state in the world, city in the world, ping pong, man. Lee Greenwood is 80. Can you believe Lee Greenwood is 82 years old? 82 years, 32
days. He
looks great. Sounds great. Looks great.
Goals.
82 years old. Lee Greenwood is 82 years old, still hits the high notes, right? Joe Biden is 81 years old, can't scoop his own ice cream. All right? We got these two men are not the same. But Kamala Harris, you know, it's not just the 32 days thing. She goes, and David Axelrod said this. And when David Axelrod speaks, it might as well be Obama speaking, right? He's basically Obama's mouthpiece. David Axelrod said, you know, she has this habit when she doesn't know the answer to a question of going to Word Salad City. Not my words. David Axelrod's words. There was a town hall with Anderson Cooper. I believe it was on Wednesday night. And she said, well, Anderson, I'm pointing out things that need to be done, that haven't been done, that need to be done. City in the world, state in the world, county in the world. That's what it was. I'm pointing out things that need to be done, that haven't been done, that need to be done, that aren't been done, that had to be done, that need to be done, that aren't being done, that are going to be done. Mess. She's a train wreck. She's a train wreck. Destroying everything in her path. It's great. It's great. Here's Trump railing on her radical left record at the Madison Square Garden rally. This is a good one, too.
But here are the facts. Kamala Harris is a radical left Marxist rated even worse than crazy Bernie Sanders or Pocahontas. She destroyed our economy. She was an original creator of Defund the Police. Can you believe it? She was one of the originals for Defund the Police. And anybody who wants to defund our great police for even 1 week is not worthy of being president of the United States because that's where her thinking is. Kamala vowed to abolish ICE. You know, those tough people you've been looking up at the screen? They're the ones that get them out of our country. They're, I know a lot of people right in these rows. They're very tough. They don't want any part of it. They got to go in there, fist a-blazing to move them. You know, we had a case in Long Island where MS-13, one of the other really bad gangs, killed two young girls, 16 years old, walking to school. They didn't shoot them. They knifed them and they cut them into little pieces because it was so painful. Perfect, young, beautiful girls were cut up into little pieces by knives. MS-13, they're animals. And you know who took care of it for us? ICE, they had no problem. Kamala wants to defund ICE. We're not defunding ICE, right? We're not defunding ICE. We're not even going to think about it. She's never going to get the chance. There's no way she becomes president. There's no way. Radical left lunatic who destroyed. She destroyed San Francisco. She destroyed, along with Gavin Newsom, the governor, who's the worst, one of the worst governors in the country. They destroyed California. And she's not going to get a chance to destroy our country any further. We're going to get it back fast.
All right, Donald Trump going through her record. It's true, she's been very destructive. Everything she's touched has been destroyed, including apparently her campaign. But don't fret, folks. If you support Kamala Harris, just know that her internal polling is her instinct. She's got great instinct. She's just great. You know, she just really one of the most profoundly intelligent people I think I've ever seen. Anderson, I'm pointing out the things that haven't been done that need to have been done that haven't been done. Oh, man, let's go. Wow. Move over, Aristotle. There's a new sheriff. There's a new sheriff. This town ain't big enough for the two of us. There's a new sheriff in town. All right. We're going to have fun. We got one more clip. We'll send you home with this. And we'll be back live tomorrow, I promise, on Tuesday. It'll be great to see everybody again. You know, pre-recording's like, I'm going to get indicted for that soon, I'm sure. Okay, let me talk to you about Lean. All right, here we go. Here's L-E-A-N, takelean.com, Brickhouse Nutrition. Everybody's talking about those weight loss injections because the results are so dramatic. They work by lowering blood sugar and reducing appetite. But what if you need to lose weight and you don't have the money and don't like the weekly shots? That's why doctors created a weight loss supplement called Lean. The results are absolutely remarkable. The studied ingredients in Lean have been shown to lower your blood sugar, burn fat by converting it into energy, and curb your appetite and cravings so you're not as hungry. But listen, Lean is not for the casual dieter with only a few pounds to lose. The doctors at Brickhouse Nutrition created Lean for frustrated dieters with 10 or more pounds to go. Let me get you started with 15% off and free rush shipping. Free rush shipping, that means you're going to get it fast. So you can add Lean to your healthy diet and exercise plan. That's takelean.com. You see it on your screen. Enter the code LFA15 at checkout for your discount. Promo code LFA15 for 15% off at takelean.com. That's takelean.com. Promo code LFA, Lima Foxtrot Alpha, 15. Okay. Now, we hear all this talk about how she's stupid, right? We hear all this talk and her instincts aren't great. And she's never run a successful campaign in her life. Well, neither did Joe Biden up until 2020, right? He tried to run for president. He polled next to zero. Sounds familiar, doesn't it? Doesn't it? Sounds familiar. I don't know if he was ever as unlikable as Kamala Harris. You know, some people seem to have gotten along. He had that kind of sharp wit about him. He was kind of funny, a little goofy at times. Kamala's just, ugh, right? Mm-hmm. But we're not just running against Kamala. And that's what we need to understand. We can mock her into oblivion, but do not get comfortable. Donald Trump says the same thing here. Listen.
But we're just not running against Kamala. I think a lot of our politicians here tonight know this. She means nothing. She's purely a vessel. That's all she is. When you see her up there talking about the grass on my front lawn, I grew up in a middle-class neighborhood and I had grass on my front lawn. Yeah, but we're asking, what would you do to fix the country? And why didn't you do it yet? Almost 4 years. Why didn't you do this stuff? Now she's, you know, she's becoming more MAGA than those politicians I just told you about from the different states. She can't put two sentences together. She's just like, she's really just like, in many ways, Crooked Joe Biden. And she never said to us, she never told us that Joe was not functioning properly. She should have. Because, you know, we're talking about the life of the most important country in the world. We need very smart people. We're running against something far bigger than Joe or Kamala and far more powerful than them, which is a massive, vicious, crooked, radical left machine that runs today's Democrat Party. They're just vessels. In fact, they're perfect vessels because they'll never give them a hard time. They'll do whatever they want. I know many of them. It's just this amorphous group of people. But they're smart and they're vicious. And we have to defeat them. And when I say the enemy from within, the other side goes crazy, becomes a sound. Oh, how can he say? No, they've done very bad things to this country. They are indeed the enemy from within. But this is who we're fighting. These are the people who are doing such harm to our country with their open border policies, record-setting inflation, Green New Scam, and everything else that they're doing. But we're not going to let it happen any longer. We're going to have the biggest victory in the history of our country on November 5th. It's going to be the biggest victory in history. We're going to make America great again, everybody.
Donald Trump is right. We can mock her. We can mock him. We had a lot of fun today. For those of you that are here, right? We had a lot of fun today. Appreciate y'all for being here, by the way. But let us not forget that we're not just running against a dumb person, whether it's Biden or Harris or whoever it might be. We have to overcome a machine. This is what they do. They're going to cheat. Nothing can stop that. But one thing can beat it, and that is if we overwhelm and outvote the fraud margin. I believe we're on the road to doing that, but we need massive turnouts on Election Day and in early voting up until then. So, if early voting has begun in your state, please vote early. Please vote early. Please vote early. And if you're not voting early because you don't want to, all right, please make sure that you get out on November 5th and you set aside that extra time, okay? I want to thank everybody for watching and listening. As always, really appreciate you guys being here. We are live again tomorrow. That should make a lot more people happy. We'll be back tomorrow live 5 p.m. Eastern time on rumble.com/LFATV, and of course, back on X as well. Thank you so much for watching and listening. Will Johnson coming up next with Culture Wars at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, Based America at 7 p.m. With Drew Hernandez as well, and a special idea for that I'm going to announce tomorrow that we can start up and see if we can drive and have a little bit of fun here. Thanks so much again. As President Trump says, we will never give up, we will never give in, and we will never, ever surrender. And if all else fails, we'll just become ungovernable.